Last time on Hours Played.
Our first game, A New Beginning.
Murph, I came for you from the future in this helicopter.
Hey, welcome to Hours Played. So I got on the mysterious helicopter and I started playing a virus named Tom. Puzzle, action, grid-based, kind of like pipe dreams type game. It's kind of hard to define this sort of thing because it's not quite a puzzler because there's a lot of dodging and action type elements, but it's not quite an action game because there's a lot of puzzles. You're a virus.
I call him Tom.
Okay, he's named Tom. Created by Professor X.
Dr. X?
Okay, Dr. X. Either way. Sent to take on the corporation that has fired Professor X.
Dr. X?
Or Dr. X. Each puzzle is set up in a grid-like fashion where virus juice flows in pipe dream-like fashion across the level. Generally, you have to infect the entire level. And quickly, new elements are added, like other viruses, antivirus juice. Sounds actually kind of good. And of course, the ever-present time crunch. The levels are divided into pure puzzle types, where time is really your only factor. It might still take minutes to solve. Or sort of Twitch-style gameplay, where there's multiple antiviruses streaming at you from direction and other directions. It's sort of like a viral war zone down there. Tom gets various ways of handling the antiviruses as he gets along, like glitches or being able to store their energy by sort of playing a type of chicken with the antiviruses. It's actually a lot of fun. What also is a lot of fun is the music in this game. If I wasn't sitting in this helicopter, I would totally bust out. Because it definitely has a beat and I can dance to it. The sound design in this game is really good. Tom cusses at you in a sim-like every time you mess up. It's very cute and gives Tom a personality. I really dig this game's visual aesthetic. It's a retro, future, demented, Disney pastel, future land gone wrong, but not too wrong, Jetsons. And on top of that, this game is funny, not hilarious. The cutscenes are cute and full of pratfalls and physical humor. And you know what? I like it. There's also couch multiplayer, both co-op and battle. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to try it other than controller in one hand, keyboard in the other. The versus mode reminded me a bit about Bomberman, almost, with a bit of Battleship and Go thrown in for good measure. It seemed like it'd be a lot of frantic virus-spewing fun, but unfortunately, well, I guess I'll never know. Co-op is just the same puzzles, but done with two viruses, which, hey, why not? Seems fun enough. Overall, this is a really great game. The controls are tight, the puzzles are tough but fair, and there's enough action in there for the action guy in me, and enough intellectual in there for the intellectual in me. Uh-oh, it looks like the virus has gotten into the helicopter.
No, you idiot, we're crashing!
Alright. Next time, Agarest, Generations at War. Now wait, this is one of those JRPGs, is it? Comments? hoursplayedpodcast@gmail.com or facebook.com/hoursplayedpodcast.